Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The New York Giants have put in a request to interview blank for their head coaching job. Now, what's interesting about this, and I'll fill in the blank in a second, they did it before hiring a GM.
Right. In which the general manager is supposed to have full autonomy on picking who the head coach is.
So the New York Giants have reached out and asked permission to interview a head coaching candidate, and they did it without the GM's input because they don't have a GM right now.
Right.
Who do you think it is?
Kellen Moore or Dan Quinn?
Well, you got to pick one, don't you?
Well, one of them, because the Cowboys just got eliminated.
The New York Giants have put in a request
to interview.
I'll tell you
this, Giant fans do not, I can't speak for all Giant fans.
Yeah.
Giant fans have no interest in Dan Quinn.
Well, the New York Giants have put in a request to interview Dan Quinn for their head coaching job. You're a diehard Giant fan. Do you want Dan Quinn to be your head coach?
No.
877-337-6666. This is why fans lose faith in a franchise. They announced that they were going to hire a general manager and allow that general manager to hire a head coach. They're still interviewing general managers, and they've asked for permission to interview a head coach. How does that work? And why would you ask to interview a guy that no Giant fan wants here? Right? That's why fans get ticked off.
You know whose fault it is?
Not mine.
Chris Maris, clearly.
Yeah, of course. It's got to be Chris Maris' fault. We'll get your take on it right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
The New York Giants have put in a request to interview Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. They are doing that without having a general manager in place yet, which goes against everything they said they were going to do. They also must believe that whoever they do hire as general manager is going to be a fan of Dan Quinn's, and because of the influx of teams that have now requested to interview Dan, they don't want to lose out on an interview.
That's why I'm going to stand up and defend the New York Football Giants. While I don't want Dan Quinn to coach this team, and I give you reasons why whenever, here's why it's not a big deal. They're on their second round of interviews. I doubt they're requesting to interview a coach who's on none of those guys' lists.
Yeah, they probably already asked, who do you like?
That's number one. So Dan Quinn is probably a popular name, not just amongst other NFL teams, which is true, but amongst the GMs they're talking to. That's number one. Number two, they made a request to interview him.
Yes.
They're going to hire their GM in the next 72 hours. They're not going to interview him until the GM is hired. So the idea that the GM is not going to make this decision, that's not true. The GM is still in line to make this decision. Requesting an interview doesn't mean you're going to hire the guy.
Yeah, but it's still a bad look considering you haven't hired the GM yet, opinion.
Take a step back from the bad look. I just gave you reasons why it shouldn't be a bad look.
Well, I still think it's a bad look. I understand the concept behind it. You know, it's like Dan Quinn. You know, part of it's that I don't want Dan Quinn.
Well, I definitely don't want Dan Quinn. So what's your reasons, by the way?
You're going after a guy, well, because there's a guy I do want. You're going after a guy that I don't think the Giant fan base really wants.
No. I agree with you on that.
So you lose Dan Quinn. Okay.
No, but it's more about let's put the request in. A few of the GM candidates we're talking to. And by the way, I do have a preference now among the GM candidates based on the research I've done. Which is what? Reading about them? No, but I have a real reason, which I think you'll buy. They're interested in him. So you're just making sure that once this one of these GMs is in place, that you've got that interview scheduled. Now, I don't want Dan Quinn. I've got a myriad of reasons for it. I don't think most Giant fans want Dan Quinn. The one thing he does bring to you is experience. He did coach Atlanta to the Super Bowl. But one of my big concerns about him is that that was, in a lot of ways, a Kyle Shanahan story.
Fair enough.
Like, when they got to the Super Bowl that year, and forget the Super Bowl and the way they blew it. I'm not even talking about that. They had the number one offense in the NFL. When Kyle Shanahan left, they did not have the number one offense in the NFL.
Right.
They didn't have a top five offense in the NFL. There was a big difference when Shanahan walked out that door. And based on what he's done as a head coach, I think we'd admit, guy knows what he's doing.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah. He's also made some decisions in the past, including that one decision when he kicked the field goal on 4th and goal from the 1, down by 4 with 2.5 minutes to go, that leaves you saying, what? I don't want this guy coaching my team.
Well, I tell you why I don't want him, because I want the package. And what I mean by the package
now
is...
I heard you do.
Yes. I want the GM that wants Brian Flores because Brian Flores wants Deshaun Watson. Like, I think the New York Giants are in a position that they will never find themselves in again.
Mm-hmm.
They can get a coach that the fan base will like from Jump Street.
Right.
And at the very same time, they can go get a top five, top six, wherever you want to put them, a generational talent at quarterback. Like, this doesn't happen all the time. You know, and it's going to cost you draft picks to get them, obviously, and so what? So I think whatever GM thinks the most of Brian Flores, because to me, Brian Flores is the easiest and most direct connection, based on what I believe, to Deshaun Watson.
So you're making this decision squarely based on Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, because I have a chance to go get the quarterback.
Well, I got good news.
Yeah.
The GM I think they should hire...
Go ahead.
...has a link to Brian Flores. Well, now, that's not the reason I think they should hire him, but we'll at least be together for different reason. I think they should hire Ryan Poles as their general manager. Now, his link to Brian Flores is Boston College, that they have that connection together.
Okay.
The reason I want to hire him, and I think this will appeal to Giant fans, the Kansas City Chiefs are 1 win away from an AFC championship game. You know what they pulled off this year that's incredible?
Go.
They lost the Super Bowl because of their offensive line. They changed their entire offensive line.
Yeah.
They did it by drafting a center in the second round. They did it by drafting a right tackle in the sixth round. They did it by signing a big-time, big-money free agent, Joe Thuney. They did it by trading for Orlando Brown Jr.
Right.
They literally, in one offseason, listen to this, Giant fans, one offseason, went from having an offensive line that cost Patrick Mahomes to having a top five offensive line in the league.
Yep.
And they did it in one offseason.
Yep.
And I just laid out how. Sixth round pick, second round pick, a trade, and a free agent signing. Ryan Poles was an offensive lineman. Now, look, I don't know if he directly brought all those guys in,
right.
But the most appealing thing I would want, if I'm a Giant fan, is a guy who can actually do what Dave Gettleman said he would do, and that's fix an offensive line. And based on the resume in Kansas City, based on his history, that appeals the most to me. And good news, Craig,
yeah.
He's got ties to Brian
good.
Flores.
I want I want the GM that gets me Brian Flores, and Brian Flores gets me Deshaun Watson. And overnight, you're the best team in the division. Overnight.
Well,
that's
let's,
it.
Let's,
yeah. Overnight. You're a playoff team overnight. You have a rare opportunity.
Let's take a deep breath.
Let's go with it. You have a rare
yes,
opportunity.
They're a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, here's John in Danbury, Connecticut. Johnny, what do you got?
I am concerned already about the Giants doing what the Giants have done because they're already acting, they're already going out and requesting permission for these coaches, and it's like they're trying to pick who the biggest losers are in the NFL and say, who could coach our franchise and change this around, even though they're following the same footprint or the same blueprint that they followed previously.
They're
and
not, though.
But
here's the good news, John. I don't think they are. I mean, I think they are because they're apparently telling these general managers, you're running the show.
It's your team.
So just because they made a request, and I understand what Craig is saying, what you're saying about the timing, it doesn't look good, are they hiring the head coach? They're just getting a jump on who's going to be able to interview. The general manager, whomever it is, and I laid out who I think it should be, but none of these candidates are bad candidates. None of us are going to scream and yell about who they hire as GM. Because the truth is, other than the research we do about them, we don't really know.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're doing things the exact same way. I don't. I think they're hiring a general manager, and I think they're going to let that GM sink or swim.
Yeah, I'm also, I don't know, this is just an aside. Jason Garrett's name hasn't been mentioned for any job. Not even offensive coordinator.
Why should it?
Yeah, I would think if Ben McAdoo's getting a look in Carolina to be an offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett's got to get
Ben
some
Ben McAdoo is a tremendous offensive coordinator for Eli Manning. He was.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. What did Jason Garrett do as offensive coordinator?
Well, look what they did when he left.
Yeah, they played backup quarterbacks.
I'm just saying, it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't one-on-one. Like, you weren't comparing the exact same offense with Jason Garrett and Freddie Kitchens.
I wonder if Kellen Moore goes on to a head coaching job, if the Cowboys would bring Jason Garrett back to run their offense. That'd be great. Here's Chris in Bridgewater. Chris, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Initially, when I heard Dan Quinn's name, I kind of was like, okay, but now the more I sit with it and think about it, I really don't want him here.
There you go.
I like the idea of bringing in Flores and bringing in a GM that will kind of pair with him. Not quite sure if Watson's a legit possibility to come here. But I would try and steer clear from Dan Quinn now that I think about it. But
listen, there's a direct path from today to the playoffs, and it's a rare opportunity to have such a direct path after a 4-win year. It's so simple to me, it'd be asinine not to do it. Brian Flores, Deshaun Watson, 10 wins minimum. Done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's so complicated about it.
No, do you need Brian Flores to have to trade for Deshaun Watson?
I think you might.
I mean, if he wants out of Houston so bad, and we had the same discussion with the Jets.
He might.
He would probably want to come here either way. I'm sure he has preferences, but he really doesn't have that much power. He doesn't
here's the deal.
He doesn't have a full trade like Russell Wilson
here's
does.
What I know. Brian Flores wants him.
Yeah,
I don't know about any other candidate. I like whoever else they might hire.
Craig.
They
in
may
fairness,
not want
in
him.
Fairness, the legal issues aside,
yeah.
Which is, I know it's tough to do because how do you just put them aside? Why would anyone not want a top five quarterback in the NFL? Which, in my opinion, he is. A top seven quarterback. I went through this on Saturday. Either way, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think any head coach would want that because you know in the NFL you need a quarterback to win. So I wouldn't look. Look, I want Brian Flores not because of Deshaun Watson. I want Brian Flores because I think he's a really good head coach. At least that's my impression from the 3 years of getting to watch him down in Miami. I think he changes things. I like the fact that he's a New Yorker. I admit that's a factor. He gets it. I think he's going to understand, not fake understand, he's going to understand what New Yorkers are thinking about and the expectations that they have because he's from freaking Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He's a Met fan growing up. If there's anyone who gets it, it would be Met fans. So I like Brian Flores as a coach. I wouldn't get too caught up in the Watson stuff only because, Craig, if you want Deshaun Watson, which, by the way,
well,
I agree
number one,
with you.
Deshaun's also got to say yes.
And you have to decide you're comfortable with where. First of all, he doesn't have to say yes. Let me go back on that. Why does he have to say yes?
Because he has a no-trade clause.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Russell Wilson does.
So does Deshaun Watson.
He has a full no-trade?
He has a full no-trade clause.
He can reject anywhere?
He can reject anywhere he wants to go.
My apologies.
No worries. It's all good.
But will he reject the Giants?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Even though I'm wrong about the no-trade,
yeah.
If you don't think he's going to reject getting out of Houston.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of locations he'd probably say yes to because he wants to get out of Houston.
I think at this point, having missed an entire year of football, other than maybe where, I don't know.
Jacksonville.
He's saying yes to everything.
Okay.
Because he wants to play.
Even though I'm wrong about the no trade, yeah. I'm right. The coach really won't matter if you're willing to make the package to make a deal like that happen. I just want a head coach that I'm confident can be that guy.
So here's
and I'm
the
concerned
deal.
Dan Quinn is a Kyle Shanahan creation.
That's fine. The deal also is if you assume that most coaches or prospective coaches feel the way most Giant fans feel about Daniel Jones, that he's not a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your big shot to be a GM and be a head coach in New York.
Right.
You know, the success is important, quick success, because you want to cement yourself as a competent guy who's going to be here for the long haul. Well, the easiest way to do that is by getting a star quarterback. We all know that.
Right.
Whether it's Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, whomever it is. I'm not going to pretend to know all the kids in the draft. I don't. But let's assume, based on what we've all read, there isn't a guaranteed blue chipper in this particular draft. Maybe a kid turns out to be great. I'm not going to pretend to follow every kid I've never heard of. I don't. But I know about Watson. And to me, a franchise that has admittedly lost their fan base, an owner who publicly said, I got to re-earn the fan base's respect, and that's not going to happen overnight. I can tell you it's going to happen a lot quicker for you. And what will be interesting is...
Watson's not going to be a universal, even though I agree with you, I don't think that's going to be a universal yes from Giant fans.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I do. I think you'll have the Giant fans who will look at the accusations.
Not just that.
But as a player... I mean, if you're a Giant fan that doesn't want him as a player, you're dumb.
It's not just that. And again, I disagree. I want to make that clear. There are going to be a lot of Giant fans who are going to say, I'm not giving up the picks and the assets that it's going to take.
I think
there were Jets fans who said the exact same thing a year ago.
And I think you'd agree with me. That's ridiculous.
I do agree. Yeah. I've always said, get me the franchise quarterback. The accusations against him, the lawsuits against him, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a tough one that an owner of an NFL team and a GM, sure, have to make a decision on. As far as the talent's concerned, yeah, I would trade multiple draft picks, like I said a year ago. But as you remember a year ago with Jet fans, and the same will happen with Giant fans, there are going to be fans who say, we have to fix the offensive line. They don't care how Kansas City fixed their offensive line, as I just laid out to you. They're going to say, I need as many picks as possible. The team's got a lot of holes. We can't do it.
I disagree,
but there will be plenty of Giants fans saying that.
And for those people, that's great. I enjoy watching Daniel Jones play quarterback next year. And by the way, you know, you're entitled to feel that way. We disagree with it. I'm looking for a quick fix that also stands the test of time. So you can, what I mean by that is, I can fix it right now,
right?
And my fix is not a Band-Aid. My fix is going to give you 10 years.
No, I get it. And look, if you look around the league at the successful teams, the sustainable successful teams, they have a tag team. They have a quarterback, head coach, tag team.
Right.
That's how we're going to get to that land. The Buffalo Bills figured it out, and none of us thought it at the time, let's admit it, with a tag team of Sean McDermott and Josh Allen.
Yep.
And that's the dream. So that's why when I hear the name Dan Quinn, I got to tell you, I don't see the tag team.
I really wish the Giants had announced that they were looking to get permission to interview Kellen Moore. I would have appreciated that more. But the fact that they, A, wanted to talk to Dan Quinn, and B, asked for permission before hiring a GM, just reeks of same old, same old.
No, I don't like you one little bit.
I'll tell you something else.
No.
I don't think Giant fans necessarily, other than maybe a very specific candidate, like, if there's a candidate you don't love, how do I say this properly? Like, wouldn't you rather have a guy that you think is like the quarterback whisperer as opposed to a defensive, more minded guy? Like, when you look at the Giants' needs, right?
Yeah, but the problem with that is, and I tend to agree with you, Pat Shurmur had Case Keenum having great success.
Right.
He was a quarterback whisperer. And his credit, he did a very good job with Daniel Jones. What kind of head coach is Pat Shurmur?
He was not a good one.
So while I get what you're saying, I want a real head coach. I want Sean McVay. I want Sean McDermott. Right. I want Kyle Shanahan. I want Andy. You know what I want. Yeah, that's what every fan base wants.
And to be fair, the New York Jets did try that, and that did not work out well either with Adam Gase. He was supposed to be the quarterback.
He was, quote, right, coaching to where offense was going.
Yeah.
That's what I was told.
Thanks, Peyton. Good job on that.
Yeah.
Someone should remind Peyton Manning about that on a Manning cast.
If we ever had Peyton Manning on the show.
If someone, like one of the guests, like they're always busting the guest balls. Wouldn't it be great once if Eli said to Peyton or one of the guests said, "Hey, Peyton, I want to read a quote to you."
Yes.
You know, said this about Adam Gase.
If we ever had Peyton Manning or Roger Clemens on the show before we say hello, and maybe the interview doesn't go well,
I don't really
give a rat's ass. The first thing I'm saying to Peyton Manning is, "Hey, how about Adam Gase? Good job." The first thing I'm saying to Roger Clemens is, "Why the hell did you throw a bat at Mike Piazza?" That's it.
No, that's not the appropriate first question.
I don't give a damn.
I mean, he already answered that question.
No,
I thought
it
was a ball.
That was 21 years ago.
Did he think it was a ball?
When he fielded it, he did.
Stop.
And then when he caught a bat, he decided to just get the bat the hell out of there.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. He needs to be pressed about the bat incident. He's never been pressed about it.
I think he answered it. I thought it was a ball, and I realized it was a bat. I wanted to get it off the field. It's dangerous.
Open and shut. But you're right, though. Peyton Manning comes on. First thing.
Peyton, talk to me about Adam Gase.
So what the hell did you see in Adam Gase? Did he make a mean cup of coffee or something, Peyton? Is that why you felt the need to ruin my franchise?
It reminds me of when when Bill Walton came on our show and said, "Mike D'Antoni is the greatest offensive mind in the history of basketball."
Right.
And we're like, "Have you watched the Knicks?"
He wasn't that far off.
Have you watched the Knicks?
Mike D'Antoni is one of the all-time brilliant offensive minds. I apologize, but it's
true. Yeah, he's still here. I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.